Afghanistan has been a country at war for nearly 40 years, costing thousands of civilian lives. Many more have been wounded or left profoundly disabled, particularly by leftover landmines. Alberto Cairo has been dubbed the Angel of Kabul and is a recipient of the highest humanitarian award of the Red Cross, the Henry Dunant Medal, has been helping those affected by the war for 26 years. As head of the Afghanistan Orthopedic Center, he helps fit patients with artificial limbs and regain both their mobility and a sense of purpose in recovery. He first traveled to the war-torn country in the early 90s. I asked him what he found when he arrived.
I found the madness in the sense that, the very first day I arrived there, I was sent by the Red Cross to work in the hospitals for war wounded, and I found tens and tens and tens of landmine victims. And the situation was so dramatic that I wanted to leave and not to stay, because it was pure madness to be there. That was my first feeling, but it did not, thanks God, it did not last long. So I managed to stay and to learn and to keep going, and I'm still there now after 26 years.
It's a long time. I noticed this story that you've told. You described meeting a man in 1992 by the name of Mahmoud. You said changed your life, a man without legs, only one arm, and who was very down on himself, killed himself a scrap of a man. You wanted desperately to raise his dignity. Do you see this as restoring a patient's dignity as a central part of your job?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember Mahmoud really played a big role in my life and he made me understand that physical rehabilitation, first of all, is a priority, even in emergency situations like war. You cannot say, well, physical rehabilitation doesn't save life, so it is something that can wait. No, because it's a way of restoring dignity. So dignity cannot wait for better times. And also, this man, Mahmoud, wanted to restart a life despite his terrible disability. He wanted to have a life again, to do something, to be useful to his family. And again, it's a question of dignity. So thanks to him, I understood that physical rehabilitation is important, is always a priority in any situation, but also that is only the first step. The final goal of the job of a rehabilitator is to put a person back into society with a dignified role, with a position in society.
How do you realize this goal of trying to restore patients' dignity through the work that you do now, right now in Afghanistan? I understand that a lot of former patients are working in the center, for instance.
Yeah, that's true. Mahmoud and people like him, I understood that they really, there is a potential in everybody, whatever the condition, the physical condition. So one of the things we decided to do after the experience with Mahmoud, because despite his disability, when we gave him a job, he was so good in his job that it convinced us that, no, we are wrong. We have to give chances to anybody. So we went further and we decided to implement a policy of positive discrimination. So now in our 7 rehabilitation centers all over the country, we have approximately 800 workers, and almost all of them are former patients. We want to prove everybody that given the right opportunity, anybody can do anything.
As for the situation in Afghanistan now, are you seeing the same numbers of patients coming in, or has that increased given the war over the past 15 years or so?
Well, unfortunately, there is no change. We hoped for many years that the number of war victims was going to decrease. The number of non-war victims disabled was going to decrease too. Of course, you have war victims, direct war victims, but you have also people affected by disability directly due to the war, because the vaccination could not take place, because the hospitals were too full to provide the proper treatment. So the effect of war are very, very big and large and severe. So we hoped, nevertheless, that with the fall of the Taliban, we were going to have a peaceful country. But despite the efforts, it is not really like that. So still we receive quite many war wounded and many non-war wounded. So it's every year we register and we admit 10,000 new patients, which is quite a lot. One of them, over 10,000, 1,000, 1,200 are direct war victims. The rest are children and people and adult women with disability due to other causes. So there is no much improvement so far.
Alberto Cairo speaking there, who is the head of the Afghanistan Orthopedics Centre. He was in Australia recently to talk about his work at the centre.